Time now for We're Bigger Than You Think, a weekly conversation on the dynamic real estate market in York County and the Two Carolinas, presented by ReinhartRealty.com.
So, Jay, the numbers that we're seeing now are indicating that people are waiting longer, 5 years longer, to buy their first house.
That's right. The average new first-time home buyer in 2019 was 33 years old. Well, Manning, the statistics just came out for the last year, and that average first-time home buyer was 38 years old. That's a five-year difference. Man, what a difference that can make in their financial future for real estate ownership. And you ask me how? Well, that's 5 years of, just say their rent is $1,800 a month and their mortgage payment is $1,800 a month. Well, you're missing out on all the appreciation if you're renting a house. You probably have increased rents over 5 years, so it doesn't stay the same. So the hedge against inflation that buying a house gives you is not there. Plus, I'm missing out on the tax benefits of owning a home. With the interest rates where they are now, I'm probably exceeding my standard deduction, and I'm into itemizing my deductions, which gives me more benefits as a homeowner.
So it really seems it's a basic math class that somebody needs to sit down and objectively look at.
That's right. We can sit down and go through for that first-time homebuyer or any existing homeowner that's looking at making a change, how does this affect you? And you may sit back and go, oh my goodness, what's this interest rate going to do? It may end up having a positive effect on you and your life because not everything is just numbers.
If you need some help with the basic math, ReinhartRealty.com will help you.
That's right, Manning. We're here to help.
Thank you, Jay.
Thanks, Manning.
Join us Thursdays for We're Bigger Than You Think, presented by ReinhartRealty.com. Trustworthy, reliable real estate services locally, across the nation, across the globe.